is Mr. Larry Radomski. Okay. And did you have a PowerPoint, sir? No? Okay, then
no,
I will go ahead and start your time.
It should be about 4 minutes and 35 seconds. Good afternoon. My name is Larry Radomski. The city has presented a very thorough report today, and I'm glad to see that someone from the PMRA is here as well to discuss the products that are you're contemplating restricting. I'm thinking this all comes down to the dandelion, and the pesticide used here for that is 2,4-D. I wanted to comment on these studies that are repeatedly mentioning, linking 2,4-D to all these horrible diseases and cancers. These reports are being referenced by well-meaning people who want to help protect our environment and our children, and it really scares the crap out of you when you hear it. But I really ask them to really study what they're preaching. When the Ontario College of Family Physicians report came out claiming these dandelion sprays, which are, they call a cosmetic pesticide, cause cancer, as well as other health issues, I thought, wow, has some new information come out on these products? The report looked at 300 studies. The problem with this report is that it evaluated products that have nothing to do with what we're talking about today. Some examples of the studies they looked at were insecticide exposure in Mexican Valley agriculture, aerial spraying of insecticides near cotton fields in Nicaragua, a 96 study on insecticides in poultry and pig farming in Norway, the study of risk of exposure to flea and tick insecticides, a German study on wood preservatives and plastic and resin fumes, and the practice of dipping sheep in insecticides to remove parasites off their wool. And the studies go on. Now, if we're talking about dandelions and 2,4-D, why couldn't they find any reports on that? 2,4-D began in the mid-40s by some guys in the lab trying to make crops grow faster and to make them for make quicker yields. They used a plant auxin that's present in all the fruit and vegetables we eat today, and hallelujah, this auxin worked. They were able to make plants grow faster, but it worked too well. The plants kept growing and growing and growing and never stopped, and they ended up dying. That's how a dandelion is controlled by 2,4-D today. The top of the dandelion grows faster, the root can't keep up, and it dies. It kills dicots, which are weeds, and it doesn't affect monocots, which is grass. It doesn't control insects or fungus or bacteria or ticks and has nothing to do with them. Now, with over 4,000 reports done in over 60 years on 2,4-D alone, the college handpicked 300 reports and clumped a bunch of non-related products together and made claims that we need to ban cosmetic pesticides. After you take out the reports on insecticides that have nothing to do with weed killers and dismiss all the aerial spraying of agricultural products that Canada doesn't even allow in the country, and I have no idea what dipping sheep to control ticks has to do with controlling dandelions on lawns. The study is garbage. Now, I ask anyone to show studies that claims the dandelion killer 2,4-D and only 2,4-D is not safe. There isn't any. The college looked for them, and there isn't any. They came up with nothing. Now, I'm not a scientist. I'm not qualified to say whether 2,4-D is safe. But in Canada, we do have the PMRA with 350 specialists who are toxicologists, weed biologists, environmental scientists, and chemists. Their sole purpose is to evaluate these products. It's them that we should be listening to when we're talking about restricting or banning products. The activists make you choose between your child or a dead dandelion. That's hogwash. I choose both because they're separate things. Now, what if my boy does get sick? I do my best to make sure he gets his sleep, his fresh air, and exercise, drink lots of water, eat his fruits and vegetables to stay strong and healthy, but sometimes he gets a cold, especially when he's surrounded by a bunch of other snot-nosed grade 1ers, and it was nice to see the grade 1s here today, and I wouldn't have said that if they were here. Sometimes I'll choose to give him some cold medication, but I won't give him his grandmother's heart medication imported from Nicaragua, whose side effects include possible kidney damage and liver disease. They're both called medication, but I know the difference. Now, I aerate my lawn, I top dress with organic compost, I water it, I fertilize it to keep it strong and healthy, but sometimes I need to get rid of a pest. Let me use 2,4-D. I won't use some Norwegian sheep dipping solution. They're both called pesticides, but I know the difference. Thanks.